brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Lined up for you today on this Wednesday, 29th day of July 2009, 4 hours spanning out before us. You have found at the front lines in the info war. Thank you so much for joining us again today. We will have wide open phones throughout the 4 hours, except when Congressman Ron Paul joins us coming up in the next hour to talk about the carbon tax, talk of striking Iran, the socialized healthcare takeover, all of it, auditing the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. We will discuss it all with Congressman Ron Paul coming up today. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Wide open phones, long-time callers, first-time callers, callers that disagree, callers that have a point they want to make, callers that want to bring a particular news item or have a question. Absolute free-for-all for the next 4 hours, 1-800-259-9231, and just massive stacks of important news and information here in front of me. Let me just run through some of that news. U.S. 10-year note falls most in 7 weeks as record money supply looms, Bloomberg. Democrats say House may miss deadline on health care. And if it stalls into the August recess, their total takeover of health care is in deep trouble. And they admit now in the health care plan they're going to put taxes on meat, ice cream, taxes on you if you're overweight. This is the total nanny state socialistic eugenics system. Going to be breaking that down. It's in the LA Times. And the AP today, of course, telling you how great it is. So we'll be going over that. Also, Maxine Waters, the congresswoman, blames Rahm Emanuel for recalcitrant Democrats on the health care issue. I think I just mentioned this, but here's the headline. CDC chief, soda tax could combat obesity. How about you take the mercury out of it that they add for some reason, according to the Washington Post? See, they put poison out there. This whole society starts rolling over and getting sick or dying, and then they come in with the eugenics. Oh, we'll just take over your society and micromanage your life. Tough love for fat people. Tax their food to pay for health care. LA Times. And then it'll be every other behavior. Also, there's a story here out of AP admitting that the stimulus package gives the workers 1 week jobs. And for every $35 that go to foreign banks, the American people get $1 of the chicken feed we're paying for. So it's like 30 gold pieces for me, 35 gold pieces for me, one gold piece for you. That's how it works. Government gets 35 silver pieces, slaves get one. And slaves pay for it. So they rob the bug-eyed, yuppie middle class that still thinks they're part of the establishment, haven't realized they're on the chopping block like the Christmas hog, the Christmas ham, like a chicken running around the barnyard all happy, not knowing in 10 minutes Mama Brown's going to come out and grab the chicken and wring its neck and chop its head off, and it's going to be on the supper table. That's your know-it-all, pathetic yuppie that won't defend themselves for the life of them because they're members of the establishment. Talk about a sicko traitor, Hillary Clinton. I mean, Obama putting her in there. Just the assassination implications with the Clintonistas, because they're out for number one. They may be globalist New World Order, CIA intelligence ops recruited in high school into college. That's on record with Clinton. Mr. Clinton teaming up with Mrs. Clinton. That's just a husband and wife CIA team. We have another CIA section chief out of London. It's all part of the record. Hillary saying she might run against old Obamanoid coming up. I mean, these traitors just never end. Of course, it's maybe all staged to begin with. That's New York Daily News. Look, it's all coming up. Stay with us.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was working on guest ideas out there during the 3-minute break, and then I didn't watch the atomic clock and almost didn't make it back in the studio. Like running down the hall, they're like, get in here! I'm running with coffee in hand, marathon runner. Quite a sprint, the 10 yards down the hall. My exercise for the day. I'm just joking, folks. I'm actually getting back into exercise. I think everybody should. It's making my brain work so much better. Months ago, I passed the point of getting addicted to exercising again. And for years, I would try to go back in the gym, start jogging again, and could never get to that addicted point, addicted to the endorphins. And now I am addicted. I'm like dreaming about another nighttime jog this evening. I had a nice jog this morning, and I'm just thinking about jogging around the neighborhood in the hill country tonight if I get the time. I want to kind of start the show today in a calm mode. and just read the exciting headline from PrisonPlanet.com. And a great story written by Paul Joseph Watson, Gallup poll, Americans turning against the Federal Reserve. How exciting is that? I want to go over that a little bit later in the hour and talk about that with Congressman Ron Paul, who is coming up. And then I don't just have Rob Due, who does a great job producing now. I have Jaron Neihardt and Paul Hartman. And let me tell you, these guys are on fire. They run the TV show / radio show here in Austin, Texas, out of this studio. And then in Master Control, or I guess you'd say Houston, but it's not Houston. It's Minneapolis, St. Paul, is good old John Harmon. Oh, my gosh, he is great. So he's up there in Houston, and you could say the guy's here in this office, or Cape Canaveral. As long as Marvin the Martian doesn't pop in, I think we're going to be just fine with this disintegrator beam. But they booked two big astronauts. I'm just going to leave it at that. And then now I'm realizing that they're booking all these huge guests. There's a bunch of others they're lining up in the next few weeks. But of course, I don't want to give a hint to, because we've done that before, or said who's coming on, and people call and harass them or threaten them not to come on. Sometimes they don't. But now I've got to do all this research on the moon landings, because I can't just have astronauts on and then just throw the question out. Hey, it's the 40th anniversary a few weeks ago. Some people question the moon landing. So in a way, it's kind of bad to have producers this good, because I just told them, go after whoever you want. Go after whatever you think's big. And boy, it is scary who they're going after and who they're getting, because I'm busy trying to finish the new film that I want to launch the website before I announce the name and put out a trailer, but I'm so busy finishing the film, I'm not even making trailers or websites or, oh my gosh, it is such a doozy, the film we're making right now. It just, each film just gets better and better, and this one is scary powerful, scary cinematic, scary good. But I went home early last night. I went home at 11. And then it's addicting. I want to make film after film after film and get better and better and better footage and better interviews, but then I want to see my family. And I'm not trying to pontificate here. I'm just trying to shift gears psychologically, mentally, in the tone of the show, at least some of the time, and not go into my king gorilla hopping around in the banana trees, thumping my chest. Which I tend to do because I get threatened by the New World Order and threatened by the establishment at a very primitive level. You know, I intellectually analyze the facts and the information very coldly. And as you get deeper into the knowledge and research and understanding of societies and civilizations and propaganda and psychology and media and the way all these different art forms and sciences get mixed together in this dark alchemy of brainwashing and New World Order culture. It's a culture of plasticness and fakeness and metallic ozone stink. It's just, one cannot be told about the Matrix. One must see it. I know many of you have seen it or seen large facets of it. The more I learn about it, the more I realize we have to fight the New World Order. We have to defeat it. But at the same time, it's pathetic. It's disgusting. It's stinking. It's mind-blowing. Congressman Ron Paul's coming up in the first half hour of the show next hour. Unless something happens on the House floor that he may be on later. You know, it's fluid with these congressmen when they come on. But he's set for the show today, and he almost always appears when we meet him on the road. Is it the road to tyranny or the road to liberty? We decide that. We decide our fates. That is, we have a great say in our fates. If we call to providence and stand up with courage and put on the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of truth. And if we endeavor and persevere and go through the tribulations of life, the slings and arrows, the darts, we tend to be given victory. Unless it's in God's plan that we play another part. But always the victory of liberty and freedom and truth lies at the end if good men take the field. But one must be careful as you stare into the abyss that you do not become the abyss. I forget the philosopher that said that, and when I read that as a teenager, I didn't quite grasp it, but now I can read all the great philosophers, those that touch the souls of us, those that tell us something that we've already seen, but form it in such beautiful poetry. When you dance with the devil doesn't change, you change. So be careful that when you look into the eyes of the siren and hear the song, that you have an anchor in love and light, or you will be destroyed. It's a delicate balance. Certainly is that, isn't it? And I have not done the best job at being calm, at being focused, at going to that deep, still water place that lies at the base of all our souls. But in that place, that quiet, still place, there is no more fear. There is no more pain. If there is a pain, it's only a lingering memory of what man was and what man could become. A sense of something older. A sense of being part of a creation limitless, endless. Knowing that there are great secrets and great truths buried in our instincts and our DNA programming, that we are a great species and that our age is much greater than we are told. These truths speak to our hearts and minds and souls. They speak to the fabric of what we are. All right, I have massive stacks of important news here. We have loaded phone lines. We're going to take calls throughout much of the 4 hours today that we're already 18 minutes into on my mark. But I jumped out of the shower this morning as I was having a brainstorm and scribbled on the nearest piece of paper, a children's book. I scribbled on the inside cover these quick bullet points to remember the brainstorm. And I want to go over these when we get back as briefly as I can. And then we're going to go to your phone calls. Then we're going to take your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. And then I will get into the eugenics grid. What socialized healthcare does. They are admitting, the head of the CDC, the head of the Department of Agriculture of all divisions, the head of the EPA. I remember reading this when I first really started doing a crash course in research 14 years ago. I've done a lot of research, but getting on TV and radio really has a way of focusing you. I remember reading federal government proposals to have a national ID card and a global system it's tied into that tracks everything you buy, sell, and do. On one front, to track everything you eat, your exercise, everything chronicled in government databases under socialized healthcare. Well, they're now proposing it. And then you watch Chris Matthews or any of these channels, they say, oh, the conspiracy theorists say it's socialized healthcare, and they laugh at everybody. And they wonder why they're losing all credibility. People are going and reading the legislation. They're going and reading what the CDC says. I mean, you guys are completely discredited. But I guess just keep up your lying.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
All right, here are some of the bullet points I want to go over. Then we're going to take your phone calls and break down this headline. Gallup poll, Americans turning against the Federal Reserve, the dollar starting to slide again, and a lot more. It is all coming up. But the number one point I want to make is when I talk about myself, humans are all very, very similar and all alike. So I'm talking about all of us together, whether we're awake or not. I intellectually and historically approach this information and research it in a cold, calculated manner. And then I'm good at researching it and good at understanding it, and then people think I'm good at presenting it, but I actually don't think that's my strong suit. I then come on air and try to break down the full magnitude, and as I start connecting all the dots and laying it out at a primitive level, I then become aggressive, just like a crab that's walking down the beach and you run over to it and it puts its pincers up in defensive mode. I kind of shift into silverback gorilla mode of thumping my chest to the New World Order. And then that actually plays into the globalist system at certain levels, because then their minions, their servants, shift into that mode as well. And the key to this in shifting our paradigm is understanding we really are all in the same boat together. There are less than 6,000 super managers and controllers, according to the head of the Kissinger Group and many other think tank documents I've read, and public articles they write in the Washington Post, one article titled Superclass from last year, where they brag, yeah, we're setting up a world government, we know best for you, and we're going to have a world bank that controls every facet of your life and a carbon tax. And their argument is the public doesn't even want to have a debate about this, and we can tell the public we don't exist while simultaneously telling intellectuals we do. And look at how the public then buys our propaganda. That is prima facie evidence that they are basically subhuman and deserve this. It's a very sick intellectual rule they follow. It's kind of the old parable of a vampire has to trick you to give them entrance and invite them into the house. And though vampires themselves don't exist, there are many divisions of sadomasochistic psychopaths who are mentally ill and believe they're vampires. And then there are other subgroups. That's really an archetype of the psychopath and their guilds. The intelligent, high-functioning psychopaths array themselves in guilds. And they like geometric shapes and marching armies in black uniforms and red banners. Red, black, and white are their colors. Those three arrayed together. And it just gets deeper into the psychopath psychology. And again, from that point, I go off into the mass fractal overlay of their system and grasping it. It's very hard to describe. It's like trying to describe to somebody a pastoral mountain scene or green hills, or trying to describe diving on a coral reef and seeing a hammerhead shark, you know, 100 feet below you, and schools of fish and Spanish mackerel. I mean, one cannot really describe it. One has to see it. So I can only give you little small brushstrokes in the overall tapestry, and the radio show itself, we'll give you a deeper view into that over time. And then you will say, yes, I've seen that, I've seen this, different little points of light in your own research, in your own life, in your own experience. But hence the saying, one cannot be told about this matrix, one has to see it. And the globalists write books describing much of it and saying, oh, they'll even laugh at the rear and say, oh, maybe you're not with us, but you see it. But you notice your friends and family can't see. You're someone who might want to join us, but they're not really offering for you to join. So that's another riddle and another lie. And even if you joined, the elite abuse their own 6,000 servants. 6,000 super gophers, less than 20 mega families that rule them. And they have generation for generation of servant families that serve them. And their servant families, the Darwins and the Edgewoods and the Galtons and the Huxleys and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Bushes and the Careys and the Brothmans. I'm going to continue along this line. They're all intermarried. The elites, five or six generations in, will then marry into their superclass servants. And so it's like a breed of dog. It's like a breed apart. In fact, they write articles saying that about themselves. A breed of psychopaths.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement, a personality cultist, who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
TV in 27 minutes. Your phone calls are coming up at 1-800-259-9231. It is Wednesday, the 29th day of July, 2009. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We do an abbreviated transmission Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Again, very glad you all joined us today. I am fired up. ladies and gentlemen. I catch myself just listening to Aerosmith there. I better knock it off. Sweet Emotion. You know why I'm waiting? Subconsciously, it's for this part right here. This song goes out to the mainstream media whose ratings are imploding. As everybody gets anti-New World Order fever. And as we shake off the virus that is the New World Order. Uh-oh, the rabbit done died. All right, we are back live. You know, these guys that run from women when the rabbit dies, they don't know what they're missing. Kids are great. Marry that woman. All right, shut it down or I'm going to continue listening to it and commenting on it. Spoken word read to Aerosmith. Yeah, they would, what was that old pregnancy test? They would inject a rabbit with a woman's urine, and the hormone would kill the rabbit. And that's why the term, if you got a woman pregnant, it was the rabbit done died. That's where that term comes from. I get excited, I guess, when the rabbit dies. That's neat, man. Kids are great. That's more New World Order eugenics bull telling you wives and husbands aren't good and kids aren't great. The kids are the best thing in the world. But I guess if you come from it from the perspective of it's horrible, then you're going to have a terrible time. It's the best thing in the universe. It's God's greatest gift. Magical little creatures filled with wonderment and innocence and discovery. A gateway into the soul. A second childhood. We're meant to be like children throughout our lives. But a duality. Childlike, but also old and wise. Once the man, twice the child. Shakespeare again? Okay, let me go over these bullet points, and then we'll get to your calls and then all the news and Ron Paul. So we have to understand that we do need to get emotional about this to give us the energy, the fire in the belly, to fight the New World Order, but it's a combination of balance. We need to coldly look at the facts, though. A lot of people are emotionally wedded to the New World Order, or the Democratic Party, or the Republican Party, or to their preconceived notions, their worldview. They have cognitive dissonance. They are defending the ideas that have been put in their mind, the distortions, the twisted information. My goal is not even tell you what to think or how to think, but to get outside the box, take off the blinders. No one can deny that we don't know that much as humans on this planet about physics and the nature of the universe. We learn more and more. We're a quantum level above our ancestors just 1,000 years ago today, but no doubt our ancestors 100 years from now, if we survive and become a type 1 society, we'll be an entire quantum level above that. There is a crises in the paradigm, though, of human development and human society. The way we live, the way we operate. All of human society in our thousands of years of development is now being focused and accelerated. And there's more changes in 10 years than there were in the previous 100 now. And the globalists understand this, and they are seeking to irrevocably twist and alter the human species into their image as they play God on every front with their RFID and their drones and their drugging of the water and food and their GMO crops and their societal attack on the family, openly saying they're trying to remove it and change it. The planetary government they want, where all children will be raised in government dormitories and sterilized. This is official government textbooks, and we've listed them here ad nauseum, like Eco-Science by the White House science czar, John P. Holdren. This is the real issue, and so we need to intellectually make our decisions and be political atheists who coldly analyze anthropology, sociology, and real human history and read what the government propagandists hired by the Pentagon, their top futurists like Marshall, and of course currently they have another top minion, Ray Kurzweil, and many others, and we have to look at what Huxley had to say and Russell and Wells and countless others, and you read their philosophy that's all published. It is Hellraiser sick. And whether they can actually manifest their plans doesn't matter because they are going in that direction and they are in control of ship Earth, Starship Earth. They are in control of Homo sapiens sapien. They believe they're creating Homo sapiens sapien super erectus, and they are not. They are creating Homo sapien sapien Diablo. Homo sapien sapien Satan. A jealous, greedy, petulant, abusive control freak creature, hell-bent on dominating and controlling everything unto death. A nihilistic nerve of power pressed on. You read the sick poetry of Lenin and all these guys. It's about how they want to destroy the earth and murder people and drive spikes through everyone's eyes. And it's all the same with these people. I mean, I've got some of their quotes, some of the top futurist quotes in Endgame about we'll go on willing and destroy the earth and murder everyone. And we'll detonate hydrogen bombs in the upper atmosphere and blow holes in the mantle and let the atmosphere spill into space if we want to. And we'll have the Hadron Superconductor create strangeless and black holes and destroy the entire earth. Oh, we're going to do it. And the inside of this Hadron Superconducting Super Collider looks like a Geiger painting. And we're going to slam it into high gear. And no one's going to stop us. We're going to open the gate. I'm not the one writing this and saying it. And they got Shiva, the god of destruction and creation, statue above it. Have you read? Like, we ought to pull it up. The inventor of the nuke, of the A-bomb, his Teller. Like, you can YouTube Teller, I am the god Shiva. The goddess of destruction. That YouTube, that we ought to pull that up. He's like, we were the creators of destroyers of worlds. And he starts going, yes. I mean, folks, you need to know what you're facing. That was strange. All the lights just went off in the studio. They just came back on. I mean, the more I research these people, it's like a bad dream. It is insane. They are the ones that are insane. And they know how to manipulate your psychology. They have you in arrested development like a child, but in kind of a false childhood. Everything's a counterfeit. Of happy and fun, and the teleprompter reading info babes laugh and smile, and everything's giggly and funny on the different morning shows and nighttime shows, and it's all about distraction and diversion and just caring about yourself, not knowing that when you don't care about anybody but yourself, you lose yourself and become enslaved because nobody else cares about anybody. When you don't care about anybody else, you become a slave. And so they take your human instinct to defend the young, the weak, the widows, the innocent. They take your warrior spirit, your protector spirit. And both men and women have that spirit, that template, that idea burned across our brains. And they take it and they say, oh, don't eat or don't hunt, don't fish, be a vegetarian. It's abusive to eat fish. It's abusive to eat meat. And I'm not saying that I look down on vegetarians. I think that's great. If that's your choice and what you do. But you have to understand they're already putting animal DNA into your food, so they've made it something far worse than even some GMO beef. But see, there's wheels within wheels. The point is they give you a fake template of, oh my God, you're hunting? You hunt deer? You hunt rabbits? Yeah, they instantly die. It's not that you enjoy killing the animal. It's your instinct. And when you go out and hunt and get in a blind and shoot a deer at 100 yards away with a bow, it triggers other primitive areas of the brain that then tie into the more advanced levels of the cerebral cortex and unlocks other things, like your peripheral eyesight when you begin hunting turns on, your capacity to see. They've done studies on this, you know, the hidden images, those pictures they have, those psychological tests. So it's what you're meant to do. It's what you're designed to do. But, oh, no, going to the store and picking up the meat. You know, the worst people are the ones that don't hunt and think it's evil, but then they go buy the chicken that lived in a torture cage, or they go buy the beef, or they go buy the fish or whatever, and then, but still, holier than thou, walk around griping at people that actually go out and do it themselves. See, it's a war against being human, being primitive. And saying primitive is bad when actually primitive is advanced, because primitive isn't primitive, it's just being human. So if we took the primitive instincts and ideas and systems and used them in a modern context, that is the Superman. But instead they tell you modern is a closed-minded, stunted, weak, domesticated creature. But that's only one side issue. The main point about, and this is just one window into thousands of points they do on this. Oh, I'm a good, loving human being. I don't eat meat, or I don't hunt. But then the people that are always against eating meat or always against hunting seem to always be for abortion. And they smile and giggle and lick their lips like it's a special right and you're not going to stop them killing their babies. You know, if you really love life so much, then why are you for killing your own species and lying and saying it's not a human? Why don't you adopt those third trimester of babies? Why don't you adopt them out? People want them. See, it's all a lie. The lovers of death, the lovers of saying, oh, we got to have eugenics and exterminate most of the humans. It's for the earth. Then you find out the top eugenicists actually are saying, no, we're playing God. We're going to genetically re-engineer the whole planet. We just want to get rid of the rest of humanity because they're dumb and subhuman and don't deserve the life extension technology, and the future's ours. And so the sicko, techno, neo-eugenicist, transhumanists, they come to the rest of the public and say, we want to sell you on saving the earth. Get rid of yourselves. And they take your very instinct to be a good steward of the land and to protect the environment and take care of yourself and your family that's part of the environment and to not poison the environment. And they turn that against your very life force instinct and reprogram your life force instinct to now kill yourself. That's survival. So they take, And that was naturally there. To defend the tribe, the warriors may have to die. The needs of the few, you know, are outweighed by the needs of the many. Or the needs of the one are outweighed by the needs of the many of the few. Which is true if it's selflessly directed. But see, they take that and misdirect it from their programmed system. I said I'd go to your calls. We're going to do that at the bottom of the next hour when after Ron Paul leaves us, because I need to continue on this line. So the callers can hang up and call back if they want, or they can stay there. But I distract again from the main issue I was covering. I divert myself from it. The point is, these are the truths and the systems and the algorithms that the enemy uses. They take your natural instincts, your natural self-defense mechanisms, and turn them in against you. Just like our vaccines, most of their soft kill weapons are designed around triggering autoimmune responses that attack the pancreas or the brain or the uterus or the testicles. This is a very, very dark logic, a dark genius the enemy has. You have to respect them and also realize that they are committed to their cause. And quite simply, if you read the philosophy, not of the Bible, the congressman's going to vote. We got to get him on right now. Oh, That's fine. I don't get my full 30 minutes. Well, that's how it is when he's on the floor. I'm going to get a whole hour from the congressman. All right, I'll go through all these other points later. We'll do your calls. I want to refocus, kind of go through these bullets. There's a bunch of bullet points. Get into all the news. But the globalists are sociologists. They're anthropologists. They understand what they are doing. And they know what makes humans tick. They understand how we operate. And they are just cold-bloodedly doing that. We have to realize that 99.99% of us are in the same boat together against the globalist. We have to understand that we're all together as humanity against a few thousand global controllers. I'm going to go ahead and skip. John, I should have given you a heads up. I'm going to skip this network break right now. So we're going to fade the music down because I don't know how long we've got him. And we've got Congressman Ron Paul with us. I apologize to the stations, but this is a network break. So we are taking this network break with Congressman Ron Paul. He's voting today, about to have to run on the floor. And so he's having to come on a bit early. Congressman, great to have you on with us here, sir.
Good, Alex. Good to be with you again.
Good to have you here. Gallup poll shows that now a majority of Americans would abolish the Federal Reserve if they could, according to CNBC. Can you comment on this exciting development, Congressman?
Well, I think it's rather amazing. You know, a year or two ago, I imagine very few people even thought about the Federal Reserve. But I think because of the economic crisis, because of the blundering with TARP funds where the American people said, we need to know what you guys are doing and how you're wasting the money, we saw an opening that we could call attention to the American people about what kind of shenanigans have been going on in the Federal Reserve. And that, along with the presidential campaign, all of a sudden the Federal Reserve now has become a key issue, which is something you and I have been arguing for a good many years. And, of course, it was the issue that prompted me to go into politics. And lo and behold, now it's front and center on in the debate. And there's a lot more yet to come. We need to know what they're doing. That's why our audit bill is so important. But eventually, though, we need a sound monetary system. And I think if we continue with our progress, hopefully we'll reach that point someday.
Congressman, you said back during the campaign in 2008, something big is happening. And I even tend to underestimate. I've been telling you for years that I think we're starting to win. And you've been optimistic, but also somewhat conservative, saying, well, let's just keep working. But do you revise your forecast? I mean, that the something big you talked about is even bigger than we had even hoped and happening quicker. I mean, I think this is something bordering on 1776 or what happened to Ceausescu in Romania. I think it's more explosive than even you or I may have thought previously.
Yeah, and I don't pretend to know exactly what will happen and when. But, you know, when you distort things grossly, so like we have for 35 years, you know it has to give. And at that time, it wasn't clear-cut exactly what would happen. So the financial crisis hit. The house of cards has come down. And that is really pretty big is what's going on. But, no, I think it's even bigger than that in both the negative and the positive side, because I think we're working now on the dollar crisis. And a dollar crisis will be 10 times it will be a 10 times bigger event than the financial collapse. And then the big deal will be, which way are we going to go? Are we going to say as Americans that, you know, we had a taste of freedom, we want our freedom back, and we want constitutional law, and we want sound money? Or are we going to be complacent and the majority of people say, yes, let the government do whatever they want. They'll take care of us. We trust the government. So we're in the midst of that, and I'm hoping, like you are, that we can win this fight and people opt for more freedom rather than more dependency. But we're a little bit off from that because right now in Washington, everybody's, you know, still pushing more government. I mean, just look at what Obama's doing with more war, more spending, more borrowing, more socialized medicine, more cap and trade, more taxes. At home, when I go home or around the country or talk on radio shows, I find out that there's literally not tens of thousands, but literally millions of people who understand exactly what's going on, and they've had enough. And I think this spontaneity with some of these tea parties show that there's a lot of people very upset with what's happening.
Well, yes, sir. We've gone in the last year from the media laughing at anti-Federal Reserve movement and the anti-globalist movement to now openly on the news every night, they're saying they're scared The establishment is openly up there on their parapets, the controlled left-right paradigm, admitting that this movement is like a bushfire set in the minds of men, as Thomas Jefferson said. I mentioned the scientific poll, there's Gallup's and others showing that below 50% for the Federal Reserve now and growing, Obama and his approval rating now the lowest of any modern president at this point 6 months in to office. It just looks like government on every front is in free fall unless you're pro-liberty libertarian like yourself, and your numbers are just going off the chart. Infowars.com numbers. My radio show is being picked up by more and more stations. This show is exploding. Every other indicator is liberty is rising. Tyranny is still juggernauting forward, but losing momentum as they drive through their agenda. Can you comment on this?
I think one of the best symbols of what you're talking about is the fact that the Fed feels so much on the defense, they send the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board out to hold town hall meetings. that is hilarious. But that also shows that they're on the defensive and we're on the offensive, but we have truth on our side. I mean, the absurdity that they can control us forever by just printing money and claiming that they will always have wealth by printing money. It's so absurd that the people realize this. So I think since we have honest money and truth and limited government and freedom on our side, if we don't win, there's something awfully wrong with us. And yet I think that obviously we're making great progress.
Well, I think knowing we can win and historically having some victories, that is always what leads to the victory. Having right on your side, having history, common sense, free market, and then having victories and seeing that we can actually go up against these people, it's very exciting. I mean, the fight is just now starting. I'm not saying it's easy, but I think the momentum's starting to shift. Sir, you've talked a lot previously about stage crises, Gulf of Tonkin type events. They're now green lighting Biden and others saying, yeah, we will support Israel. They have a right to hit Iran. Economic crises, economic terrorism, paying banks not to lend, as Kucinich has been covering, your fellow congressman. What tricks do they have up their sleeves, or are you concerned about stage crises?
Yeah, I'm concerned, but I don't have any insight to what they plan or what they will do. And it may be an accident that they will play on or blow up or react to. So it doesn't necessarily have to be absolutely contrived. They may have, you know, an accidental confrontation, or sometimes they'll just go out and something gets blown up, and this will incite the people. But I don't have any immediate insights, but I'm always on the alert and vigilant because we're so vulnerable. We're so much involved around the world. All kinds of things could break loose, and overnight the political and the economic environment could change rather quickly.
Well, it's like Rahm Emanuel said to the Wall Street Journal. He said, we don't want to let a good crisis go to waste, so created or opportunistically used. What about economic terrorism? Back in October, they said, give us unlimited power in the banking or there's going to be a depression, and the stock market plunged 777 points. Is that not economic terrorism?
Yeah, it is, and if it doesn't have enough fear and put enough fear in the heart of the people, they'll create the fear, because people succumb and they give up their liberties when they're very fearful. So that's what we have to convince the people that they should not be doing, is sacrificing their liberties for their security.
Congressman, I know you have a vote coming up any minute. We're back in 70 seconds. Let me speak to you during the break.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.